how Odin's eye was lost. Odin Allfather was troubled deeply. The whisperings of Yggdrasil had told him the prophecies of the end, of Ragnarok. He had listened and knew of how Surtr the Black would join the giants in their war against the gods, how he would arise out of the flames of Muspel and drown the earth in fire. Odin's wisdom told him that he could not prevent this end. But he hoped that perhaps with wisdom, something could be saved of the gods and of men. So disguised as a graying old man, Odin traveled the Bifrost to Midgard and began to search for the well of Mimir, rumored to hold great wisdom for any who drank of its waters. The well lay beneath the root of Yggdrasil that grew out of Jotunheim. It was kept by Mimir, the man who drank its wisdom each morning, and who kept watch over the Jalar horn that Heimdallr, the White Watcher, would blow on the day of Ragnarok. Many days and many nights did Odin travel, meeting man and giant alike. He learned the location of the well, and also the great price of its waters, for Mimir never asked less than the right eye of any who would drink. After many more days of travel, he came to the edge of the well, deep in Jotunheim.
"Hail, Mimir, drinker of the mead of wisdom,"
Odin cried. "Hail, Odin, ruler of the Aesir, welcome and come.
I would have a draught from the well.
And, great Allfather, will you pay the price?"
"I shall."
And so Mimir took up the horn Gjallar and filled it with good water from the well and gave the horn to Odin to drink. Odin saw the pain and loss before him. He steeled his mind and his body, took the horn to his lips, and drank. As the water entered him, his eyes were opened, and he saw. He saw the great and terrible sufferings that must befall both men and gods. Yet also, he saw their reasons and causes, and why they must be. He drank again, and saw the ways that gods and men might, in great noble courage, fight and defeat the evils that would surely arise, though at great cost, for he saw also his death, and the death of the Aesir that lived in Asgard by his side. How mighty Thor would succumb to the venom of the great serpent, and how Loki would come against Heimdall, and each be the other's slayer. He saw his own death at the jaws of Fenrir, and many more deaths and failings that would come of Ragnarok. After he saw these things, Odin put his hand to his face and plucked out his right eye. The pain was great and searing, but he made no sound nor showed his great suffering. Mimir took the eye and threw it into the well, where it sunk deep and glistened like glass, a sign to any who might pass of the price Odin Allfather paid for his wisdom. And Odin returned to Asgard and sat upon his throne and considered the things he had seen.